gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. We've got severe weather and dangerous heat tonight. Severe thunderstorm watches from Oklahoma up the plains through Kansas, Nebraska, catching the northwest corner of Iowa, southern Minnesota, and into Wisconsin with numerous warnings for dangerous winds and hail. Everything will settle down, though, over the next several hours. And the heat. It will be a hot week up and down the I-5 corridor with heat advisories already from Modesto and Sacramento up to Medford, Oregon. And this is the second round of extreme heat for this region already this season. Otherwise, hit-miss showers and thunderstorms tonight through the Ohio Valley across Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, back into Mississippi. So, what's your weather tomorrow? Severe weather will be focused on what we like to call the four states. That's southwest Missouri, southeast Kansas, Oklahoma, and northwest Arkansas. Better coverage, late day showers and thunderstorms for basically the eastern half of the country. Though New York City will be dry, high of 88, but travel delays for sure in Chicago. And the building heat, dominant tomorrow out west, slowly spreading eastbound. Plus, there's nothing in the tropics to worry about right now, though the models are hinting at something in the Gulf maybe late week. And we're going to talk about the Sahara dust. That's in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm a radio station market manager. I know which ad agencies have the best snacks and exactly the time of day they put them out. You want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our lineup? Only one thing matters. Who else airs it? Where else is Sterling on Sunday aired?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Alan First at KPMC Kansas City. Alan is the overlord of Intercom-owned talk stations. Thank you, Alan. What else do you need to know?
It is a good question. What else do you need to know? Walter M. Sterling, 8 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes past the hour on the first actual summer Sunday. It feels like summer. And, ladies and gentlemen, there it is on the calendar. Happy Father's Day. You and I are going to talk about Father's Day in the midnight hour or the 9 p.m. hour on the West Coast. It's a big show. I have too much to do. We have the drive-through brew. We have the usual edition, public radio visiting the drive-through brew. We have Velo Houle, who is going to give us the fish report. And this is even more amazing.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm so sick of all the head games.
If you know that voice, when you call, you could win a prize. Not a prize announcement, an actual prize from Velo Houle. I'll give you the details on that coming up in seconds. I have too much to do. I'm overwhelmed by my responsibilities as one of the greatest broadcasters who ever lived. You know, I mean, I'm not as big as some of these guys, but we're way up there. I mean, think about it. Every other host on the radio feels that the only way that they can have a successful career is if they scream at the Democrats. Now, why would you do that for 48 hours a day? I don't know. Instead, we have Velo Houle discussing fish and this amazing story. I will reveal to you the fact that there is proof of questionable sort of radio proof, that McDonald's French fries can cure baldness. I know that they cannot cure being overweight, but apparently McDonald's French fries can cure baldness, and I'll have details on that for you coming up in just seconds. I was thinking about this interesting phenomena of being powerful, because when people decide to go back to work and they want to work from home, how you become powerful at work will completely change. The paradigm will shift, as the MBAs would say. They will pivot. Oh, think about it. Everything that you did to acquire power in the workplace, in a big corporation, that's pretty much useless when you're all on Zoom. When you're on Zoom, everything you do to acquire power is changed. Everything that's important in the workplace is gone, because now the workplace is your computer screen and Zoom. Who knew it would be Zoom The guys who invented Zoom, started Zoom, they can't believe it. They're shocked themselves. I'm Walter Sterling. I'm with you every Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. You and I get to drive across I-80, up I-5. This is the special time of day. This is the time of day that I love to be on the radio. I would not be on a morning drive for a very good reason. Not one programmer worth his assault would put me on a morning drive. They wouldn't do it because they'd be afraid. Ooh. And midday, well, you know, that's reserved for screaming at the Democrats. But at this time of day, it gets to be you and me. I'm in your 18-wheeler with you. This is our media room. I'm 14 inches from the microphone. You're 14 inches from the speaker. This is the ultimate intimate medium. It's a great medium. Radio is the best medium. And that's why it's celebrating its 100th year. This is 100 years we've been doing this. We're not getting any better at it, but we've been doing it for 100 years. Well, you know, it can stream to your car now. Hey, I got news for you. It's been streaming to your car or your truck since 1938, when Henry Ford put a radio in the car for the first time. That's when we started streaming to the car. And AM/FM became standard in 1983. Now, I was thinking about power. And for a long time, I thought, you know, who is the most powerful man in the world? Because when you're a talk show host and you have too much free time and you have a really good secretary who can cover your butt, you get time to think about, you know, who is the most powerful man in the world? And I have an answer for you about that in a second. At the same time, I came to realize over the past 6 or 7 months who the luckiest man in the world is. Who the, in America, who is the luckiest man in America? And I'm sure of it, and I will prove it to you, and I will have him on the show at 35 past the hour this hour. The luckiest man in America. He did not win the lottery. We're not talking about someone who was saved from a major disease, put them in a separate category, a God-blessing category. This is, oh my gosh, this is the luckiest man in America. Coming up in seconds, I will tell you who I believe the most powerful person in the world is, in the whole world. Walter Sterling, 13 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Later in the Sterling on Sunday show, Public Radio tours the Parma drive-through brew.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My guppies are popular, but the most popular guppy in the world comes from Asia. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
What are the odds of a guy getting hit with a machete by a guy who has a machete tattooed on his face? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
These are tense times, either because you're trying to get back to work or you got kids out of school. Oh my gosh, just having an 8-year-old home is the most tense thing possible. And then them worrying about, do we go back to school in the fall? Do I get to go to work? Do I have to stay home and telecommute? A lot of decisions have to be made right now, and this leads to tension. And when you're tense, you make lousy decisions. That's why smart people use CB distillery products. CBD products are extracted from the marijuana plant, the hemp plant, and what do? They help us relax. I get my CBD products from CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com has one business, which is they extract CBD from the marijuana plant. And they put it into capsules, creams, salves, sticks, whatever form you are comfortable with. And then, and this is how you know it's a real company, they make it in every conceivable dose. That's right, every conceivable dose. You pick the dose that's right for you, you pick the form that makes sense for you and your body, and you relax. You don't want to buy CBD products on the street or from a cart in the mall. You want to buy them from a company that tests them, purifies them, and has sold CBD products to hundreds of thousands of customers. Think about that. Hundreds of thousands of customers. This product is completely legal. You don't need a doctor prescription. What you need to do is get it. CBDistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter. Enter the promo code Walter. And you get a significant discount. It is not allowed by law for me to reveal it to you because it is that significant. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
An erection on demand. That's what you really want, especially after being stuck in the house all this time. Now you can get it with the generic little blue pill. It's a medicine for a medical problem. It's not a social issue. Having trouble getting an erection is something most men experience in their life. It is not a social issue. It's not because your significant other changed deodorants. As we age, it's just sometimes harder to get an erection. And now, finally, there's a medication you and I can afford. It's the generic form of the little blue pill. You can get it at forhims.com, F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if the prescription is appropriate for you. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, forhims.com/Walter.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
All right, Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Why do I give out a phone number? Because I am live. And the reason I do the show is I get to talk to you. Let me see what you think about this. I believe that the most powerful man in the world is the man who has 100% access to the world, unencumbered access, in that he or she, but in this case it's a he or she, can access anybody in the world all by themselves. They don't need anyone to call ahead and introduce them and explain who they are. They are financially secure. They have a unique skill that commands tremendous respect. They have a unique skill that commands enormous respect. They have a body of work where people go, wow, you know, that's incredible. His children love him. It's Father's Day. Father's Day is a good day for him. That's actually the real measure. Do your kids still like you? Okay, that's a successful Father's Day. What else? He's known wherever he goes. People like him wherever he goes. I would say these are the measures of success. Women are attracted to him, no matter what. Before I give that, who do you think that is? Who do you think I'm talking about? Usually I don't do game shows. I usually don't play, wait, don't tell me. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I can't believe I stumbled over my phone number. That's like a radio crime. That is a high radio crime and misdemeanor. Foster Silvers. High radio crime and misdemeanor. Everybody who calls in tonight will get a chance to guess the mystery voice. If you guess it correctly, you will get a prize, an actual prize sent to you from Velo Hool, the fish man, if you know who this is.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Who do you think that is? If you get it correctly, you'll win an actual prize from Velo Hool, who has the fish report. Remember Velo used to report on The Curse of Oak Island? I think we can all agree now, after 80 seasons of The Curse of Oak Island on History Channel, there is nothing there except gold for History Channel. I think that's about it. But who do you think the most powerful man in the world is? Who do you think I think the most powerful man in the world is? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Then when you call in, you will guess the mystery voice, and you could win an actual prize. I mean, right there in that paradigm, there's no other talk show that offers anything like it. And then we have the usual edition coming up tonight. We have a new adventure at the Drive-Thru Brew. And Florida stories. We have Florida stories. And I'm going to share with you some information I've got about how to succeed in this new paradigm. Because now that you can't go to work and kiss up to the boss in person and can't bring everybody donuts in person, how do you succeed? Because you have no skills. Jim in St. Louis listening on KMOX, the number one station in St. Louis. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jim.
Hi, sir. How are you? Very good show.
You know, Jim, it is a fantastic show, and we welcome people to call at 888-688-WALT. Jim, who do you consider the most powerful person in the world?
Well, I would think Donald Trump for right now, but I got another guest that everybody would love, very attractive man. I think he would be John F. Kennedy Jr.
No, they have to be alive. They have to be alive.
Oh, he's alive.
John F. Kennedy Jr. is alive.
Yeah, they faked his death because he was running for Senate in 99 against Hillary Clinton, and they faked the good guys found out about that, saying that Hillary wanted to pay for his to kill off Jr. Yeah, they faked his death. He's still alive.
Where are they keeping him?
He's probably, on the witness protection program. I'm not sure exactly. He could be right there in the around Washington D.C. living. He might have changed his facial recognition, but he's been at the Trump rallies. He's Trump's best friend.
You've annoyed the monkey. You can't annoy the monkey. I appreciate the call, though, Jim. Dylan in Las Vegas listening on KXNT at 888-688-WALT. Who do you think is the most powerful man in the world? That's usually not how I do this. But, you know, everything's out the window. Everything's crazy, Dylan. Hi.
How you doing? I think you think that the most powerful man is Howard Stern.
No. Thank you for calling. No. I don't think he's the most powerful man in the world. I think he's the greatest broadcaster who ever lived. But I don't think he's the most powerful man in the world. The most powerful man in the world, here's my definition. Anybody will take his call without help. No one has to call ahead and said, well, you know, this guy's calling you. You know who he is. No. Everybody knows. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody. Nobody hates him. His children adore him. He has a body of work that's not only impressive, but has changed our culture. I think it's fair to say that any woman of any age would find him incredibly attractive and want to do things with him. What else? Oh, and he has all the money he needs. Who do you think I'm talking about? 888-688-WALT. If you want, you can guess the mystery voice.
So what were you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
And if you guess the mystery voice, you will win an actual prize from Velo Hool. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Once more, 888-688-9258. Now, coming up in 9 minutes, you and I are going to talk to the luckiest man in America. I'm not kidding. This is the luckiest man in America coming up. This guy, oh gosh, I would give anything to have been this guy. And I can't wait to share this conversation with you because he's the luckiest man in America. That's all I'm going to tell you. And when you and I start talking, you will realize he is the luckiest man in America. I can't wait. That's at 10:35. 10:35 tonight with Walter M. Sterling on Sterling on Sunday. Yes, a live radio show on Sunday night. And I'm not screaming at the Democrats. Isn't that amazing? How is that possible? How is it possible that the physics of modern radio have been blown to pieces and we can talk about something else? It never happens. Hello, Charles in Delaware. Did you go to Rehoboth Beach today? Did you do that, Charles?
No, I'm about 50 miles north of Rehoboth Beach.
But that's a good beach.
Yes, but I don't want to get the virus.
You think you'd get the virus on the beach with the sun? Really?
Well, with all the people down there. I'm old.
No, you're not. You're able to dial a phone, which makes you much younger than any other listener I have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Who do you think is the most powerful person in the world, according to me?
The Pope.
That's a really good guess, but there are people who hate him.
He has children. We're all his children.
Yes, that's nice, and we'll do the rosary together, but I thank you for your call, but people hate the Pope. This person is not hated by anybody. All right, I'll tell you who I think the most powerful person in the world is, because they have 100% access to the world. You ready? Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney. Nobody hates him. You ever heard anybody say, I hate Paul McCartney? You don't have conversations with Yoko Ono. He has all the money he could ever possibly want. He has a body of work second to none. It's amazing what that man accomplished. He changed our culture, and I believe in a very positive way. He can pick up the phone, call any president of any company, any president of any country, and he doesn't have to say his name twice. Their assistant will say, Paul McCartney is on the phone. And they'll go, oh, my gosh. And they'll grab the phone. They will run out of the meeting and grab the phone. I think it's safe to say that any woman in the world would be very happy to be seen with him, et cetera, et cetera. And that's who I think the most powerful man in the world is, because he has 100% positive access to the world. No one's afraid to talk to Paul. They're thrilled to talk to Paul. Coming up in 5 minutes, you and I are going to talk to the person who I believe is the luckiest person in the world, who has the life that I would really like to have. You won't believe the life of this person. And we get to share it with him coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and my number is 888-688-WALT. We have the usual edition. We have Florida stories coming up for you, Florida stories, plus, oh my gosh, the drama of the drive-through brew. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music, too. Heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
Sterling on Sunday weather, dust from the Sahara Desert. Everybody's talking about the big dust cloud on its way to America from the Sahara Desert. Oh no! Oh, don't worry about it. First of all, dust clouds cross the Atlantic all the time, all season long. They've even named the SAL layer in the atmosphere between 5 and 18,000 feet, where the dust and particles are transported riding the trade winds. But this particular cloud of dust and sand is one of the biggest we've ever documented, headed toward the Caribbean now, riding through the Gulf during the week, modeled to turn north into the lower Mississippi Valley, and then curve back across the southeast by weekend. What are the effects? What's the impact? Potentially incredible sunrise and sunset pictures. The potential for allergy sufferers to experience new rounds of sneezing. Boy, that's not much fun. And the dust has a known effect of squashing any hurricanes and tropical cyclones. Now, this dust cloud may hang around for several weeks. It will not be permanent all season long, but it's likely to reoccur during the season from time to time, which is very good news. This dust does not prevent hurricanes, but it certainly knocks them down quite a bit. We'll look forward to that progress. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
A few months ago, I went on to YouTube to search for Umbop by Hanson, because believe it or not, I have a friendship with Hansen because I put their songs on Sirius Satellite Radio back when I was a suit, wearing wingtip shoes, navy blue suits. There was a time, one time I was a grown-up. I've given that up as fast as I could. And I searched for Umbop, and there I saw a whole different version of Umbop and a whole different version of The Voice. And I'm like, oh my gosh, in Germany, they have The Voice. And there was this kid who was singing Umbop on The Voice, and then all of these people were speaking German. Now, that's quite something to see. Umbop, different group, different person, and Germans. All of that's very disturbing. All right, so I'm watching this. I'm like, this kid is really good. And I'm looking, and it says Matteo Bach. Matteo Bach. I'm like, oh, okay, that's good. And then I searched his name. And then it turns out he was on Italy's Got Talent. Like America's Got Talent, he was on Italy's Got Talent. And there he is singing in Italian and speaking to the judges in Italian. And they were speaking back to him in Italian. So I'm like, this kid knows Italian and he knows German. No one knows German. He knows German and Italian. And then I saw that he released songs in Spanish. And then I saw he was doing interviews in English. And at some point, I realized he had grown up in Milan, or as they say in Italy, they don't say Milano, they say Milan. But he spoke English without an accent. He spoke it without an accent. Matteo Bach, where did you learn these languages?
Hey there.
Hey.
Well... That's an interesting question, but I gotta say I was very lucky when I was very young. I was born in a very international family that always thought languages were the tool to speak to the whole world. And I was lucky enough to have a father that is German, a mother that is Italian that taught me those two languages. And since my parents were not together, I had a babysitter that was Peruvian, and she talked to me in Spanish, and then English just kind of came in my life thanks to school, and I've always loved it. And that's why everything just like a little puzzle, it just came all together, and here I am now.
Well, I know you have a new song out in Spanish, and we're going to play it a little later because I used to be a music programmer in America. I pick songs for the big radio stations, and I know a hit when I hear it. And that song is a hit in any language, and I can't wait to play it in a little bit. But I have many questions for you, Teo. Can I call you Teo?
Absolutely, you can call me Teo. A lot of people actually call me Teo because Mateo is kind of formal and everything, and Teo is how my family, my sister, my mom call me, so it's always very nice. So, of course, you can.
Now, you grew up in Milan, but I want my listener to hear that you're speaking English like you're from Brooklyn. You don't have you don't have an accent. That's amazing. And what that means is that you have access to any culture you want, because if any other kid in America would talk to you, and unless you told them, they would not know you did not grow up here.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm really lucky for that. I've always been kind of obsessed with English, almost because, like, when I always, like, watched American series and everything, I was always so fascinated by the culture. And that's why I wanted to learn the language perfectly. And I always saw these stereotypes of people, like, making fun of, like, Italian people that don't know how to speak English and stuff like that. And so I was like, I'm going to prove to the American people that also Italian can speak English. And that's kind of, like, what brought me to learn English so well and love this language so much.
All right, now that's impressive. Now I want to explain why I believe you are the luckiest man in America. Now, he speaks... He speaks 9, 10, 12 languages. Nobody knows. Did you win The Voice Germany? Did you win that?
I came second, actually. I was second, and I was 12 years old when I went there. And I just, like, at the moment when I was there with the other guy, the other kid, he was like 14 or 15, and we were like, I hope I can win. And I was really sad that I didn't. But at the end, I just feel very lucky that I was in that show. And actually, I feel very lucky that I didn't win, because it gave me so many opportunities that I wouldn't have had if I won.
Now, what about Italy's Got Talent? How did you do on that?
Italy's Got Talent, I was also a finalist there. And the thing of, like, Italy's Got Talent and Germany, it's the fact that I could see the difference between the two countries, and also the way a TV show was made. And also the fact of speaking different languages, speaking my native languages, like, it was all so different. And at the same time, it taught me so much. And so I'm always going to bring those moments in my heart, also because at Italy's Got Talent, I sang my first song that I've ever written, that I wrote when I was 11 for my father.
Oh, that's right. They showed the reaction shots of your dad getting all very emotional.
Emotional moment.
Did he know you were going to sing that?
He knew, but at the same time, like as I said before, my mom and my dad were never together, really. Like, when I was 1 year old, they separated and they divorced. And then I grew up with my mom and my sister. But he was always very present. But when I was 11, he left Milan and he moved to the countryside to follow his dream of being a farmer. And I really felt this, like, distance between me and him. And that's why I wrote this song, because, like, when I don't know how to express my feelings, I put what I have inside and what I have in my heart in words. And that's how the song was born. And I brought it to that show. And the fact that I had the courage of singing it in front of, like, I don't know how many millions of people, it was really an emotional moment that really I felt it in my heart, and it really connected to my father a lot.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good Father's Day gift. Now, you mentioned that there was a difference in the way they produced a show in Germany versus Italy. Can you summarize just, like, one example of a key difference between the two production techniques?
Absolutely. So I don't think it was just the fact that it was two different countries. Of course, language is a big part, but also the fact that it was two completely different shows. The Voice Kids in Germany, I felt that there was more care, or like they cared a little bit more about how they treated the children. Because, of course, having a child that I had friends there that were like 8, 9 years old, and people that were 16. But, like, at every age in that moment, it's very, very important that you treat that moment with a lot of care, because if something goes wrong, then a kid like that, a teenager, could go in depression and all those things. And so there were, like, psychologists and people that could help us if we had any, like, breakdowns or anything. Because, like, I literally went from living in Milan to living in Berlin and Germany for 3 months to do the show. And so it was like a big transition, the whole thing, all the people, the stress, going to the studio every day for a 12-year-old can be a lot. Instead, when I went to Italy's Got Talent, I felt like this care of the children was a bit lost, and was more of a show to entertain the people, because of course it's a TV show and there's a lot of fake stuff in that too. And I just felt that a little bit more, but at the same time, I felt like that taught me a lot, that not everything in the music world can be as good as people think.
Right. Well, no one listening to us has seen either of those shows, because they're in Italy and Germany. But I will just say one little thing. You know, that older woman, Italian judge, I didn't like her at all. I thought she was making sneering, cynical remarks to you. Am I wrong about that?
I mean, it was an interesting situation, because a thing that I noticed, I was 13 years old when I went to Italy's Got Talent. And when I sang to them, I was a very, like, pure. I was innocent. I was just a 13-year-old kid with long hair and his guitar singing. And the first thing that they told me was that I was too clean, kind of. Not clean as, like, clean, like, that I
well,
had
I
a
could
good
see,
perfume. I don't know.
I could see that you were crestfallen when they started speaking. I could see it was different than your German experience. Now, coming up in just seconds, we're talking to Matteo Bach, who has a brand new hit that just dropped this week, and I'm going to play it
exactly
for you. But he came.
I'm so excited.
He came from Italy to America, and this is why he's the luckiest man in the world. Are you ready? He's graduated from high school. He's a teenager. He has a hit song, and he's living on South Beach. He's freaking living on South Beach. How is it possible? Out of high school, been on two national TV shows, and he's living on South Beach. Oh, my gosh. We'll talk to him more in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. An erection on demand. That's what you and I deserve. I'm Walter M. Sterling. And the solution to getting an erection sometimes is the little blue pill. That is a prescription medication for a medical condition. Every guy from time to time has trouble achieving the erection that they want. But the solution is often the little blue pill, a prescription medication. And now you can get it at a reasonable generic drug price at ForHims.com. ForHims.com/Walter. 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 This is a website full of great products for guys. It's a product company just for men, including the little blue pill. Now, in order to get the little blue pill, you need to talk to a doctor because why? It's a prescription medication. ForHims.com will connect you with a doctor who will determine if this medication is appropriate for you. This is much better than going to the pharmacy with a sad little prescription in your hand. Why? Because you've been flirting with the pharmacist for a long time. You don't want to go to your pharmacist, Susie, and say, hey, Susie, you got this? And have her look at it, and she goes, No, you don't want to have to go through that. Instead, you go online to ForHims.com/Walter. Walter will get you a significant discount. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. They connect you with the physician. See the website for full details and safety information. It could cost hundreds of bucks if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. This is all
that it takes. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Matteo Bach, the luckiest man in America. He moved from Italy, where he was successful. He was on German TV on a national competition, Italian TV on a national competition. He put out records. He was on cool videos and wrote a book called, what was it, Promise? And he's an incredibly successful young man. Okay, that's nice. But what made him lucky is that his family said, hey, you know what? Let's move to South Beach. Move to South Beach? Crazy. And your mother is remarkable. You have the best mother ever. And I appreciate the fact that she made this possible tonight. My question to you is, all right, so you leave Italy. Everybody would be happy to live in Italy, Matteo. When you got to South Beach, what did you see? How did you feel about it? How terrific is it?
Oh, it's so different. I got to say, the difference between Italy and Miami in the U.S. is a lot. It's definitely a lot. But I always felt like I had something in my heart that just needed to made me leave Italy. It just didn't feel right to be there. And now that I have this possibility to be here in the U.S. and follow my dream, have an amazing management and have an amazing family that follow my dream with me. Like, it's not like I'm 17 years old right now. And the fact that my mom, my sister, and all these people are like, okay, this is your dream. Let's make it happen. Let's go to the U.S. and make it happen together. That is really priceless, and I'm really thankful for that.
What is the name of your new hit?
My new song is called Háblale Claro, which in English means speak clearly. And it is truly a very special song for me. I haven't released new music in over a year, and I just felt like in the past year I grew a lot musically and as a person, and this is my first completely Spanish song. It is really exciting. It is very happy, positive, and it has a good message, And that's always what I want to bring to the people that hear me. And that's the whole story, yeah.
I made you pronounce it because I tried and tried and tried, and I could not pronounce it. Please say the name of the song. Please say the name of the song again.
It's called Háblale Claro.
Isn't that incredible? See, he can speak like that, and you and I know nothing. You and I can do nothing, but Mateo Bach can do a great deal. What's the name of your website, Mateo?
The name of my website is simply www.mateomarcusbach.com. So my full name, and there you find all my information, all my career since I started when I was 9 years old, and now after 8 years, that I keep following my dream.
Thank you. Let's listen to your hit.
Let's go.
Dile que ya no piensas en él, que tú vales más que esa mujer. Dile que te va mejor y que ya no quieres volver. Te juro cuidarte hasta el final, pero al final falló y te fui infiel. Cuéntale que tienes la razón y de corazón. Háblale claro, no llores, que vienen días mejores. No voy una ilusión, y él no sabe que tú y yo somos como plan. Sabes la diferencia entre lo bueno y malo, que ya todo está terminado, que tú no quieres regalos, baby, ya tienes que hablarle claro, admítele. Te sentí bella cuando estás conmigo, soy tu abrigo en noches de frío, en Porto Fino, amor mío. Háblale claro, no llores, que vienen días mejores, no voy una ilusión, y él no sabe que tú y yo somos como verdad. Dile que la ira es real, que la combinas con el odio y no lo vas a perdonar. Dile, por favor, que ya no te busque, que yo soy que te alegra en las noches, lo que el pana nunca, nunca te dio. Tú, Italian boy, Tilba, baby.
Just be okay, baby.
Háblale claro, non piangere. Vengono giorni migliori. Non è una illusione. Non mentire al corazon, baby.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. We've got severe weather and dangerous heat tonight. Severe thunderstorm watches from Oklahoma up the plains through Kansas, Nebraska, catching the northwest corner of Iowa, southern Minnesota, and into Wisconsin with numerous warnings for dangerous winds and hail. Everything will settle down, though, over the next several hours. And the heat. It will be a hot week up and down the I-5 corridor with heat advisories already from Modesto and Sacramento up to Medford, Oregon. And this is the second round of extreme heat for this region already this season. Otherwise, hit-and-miss showers and thunderstorms tonight through the Ohio Valley, across Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, back into Mississippi. So, what's your weather tomorrow? Severe weather will be focused on what we like to call the four states. That's southwest Missouri, southeast Kansas, Oklahoma, and northwest Arkansas. Better coverage, late day showers and thunderstorms for basically the eastern half of the country. Though New York City will be dry, high of 88, but travel delays for sure in Chicago. And the building heat, dominant tomorrow out west, slowly spreading eastbound. Plus, there's nothing in the tropics to worry about right now, though the models are hinting at something in the Gulf maybe late week. And we're going to talk about the Sahara dust. That's in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, for our first Florida story, I got a real head scratcher. The town is Spring Hill. It's just a little west of Orlando on the Gulf side of Florida's central coast. I know we're missing many details in many of these Florida stories, but a guy goes and knocks on a fellow's door. And when he opens it, he's like, no, you're not allowed in here. You need to leave. And he, excuse me, why do I need to leave? Words escalated. The guy who answered the door pulls out a machete and starts swinging it at the dude. Well, he misses the first couple of times, and then the guy steps into it, and he's about to get hit in the face. So the other Florida man puts his left arm up to sort of block it, and the machete gets stuck in his arm like a wooden pole. Now, you got to think, if the guy doesn't block it, that machete's going to hit him in the head and probably kill him, Walking Dead style. But our Florida man, who was swinging the machete, what does he do? Does he finish him off? No. He puts the guy that he just wounded in his car, drives him to a friend's house, and that friend takes him to the hospital where he's going to get to keep his left arm, but he can't use any of his fingers anymore. They cut off all the ligaments or whatever to that. To put an extra Florida twist on it, if you look at the mugshot of the 25-year-old Florida man who swung the machete, he has a machete tattooed on his face. And it's not like he's covered in tattoos like Post Malone. It looks like he doesn't have any tattoos except for this one machete that looks like the eye black under Brett Favre's left eye, except it's a machete. Yeah. How Florida is that? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Palm Harbor, Florida. Two 26-year-old friends were hanging out playing video games when one Florida man asked his friends, hey, you want to see my new gun? And that's not a euphemism for anything. He went to the next room, brought back a Colt M4 rifle. He pointed at his friend, and the friend said, what are you going to do, shoot me? Florida man thinks the gun's empty, pulls the trigger just to give him the old scare so you can hear the hammer click. Of course, if it was empty, this wouldn't be on Florida Stories. He actually killed his friend showing off the gun. Huge, horrible tragedy. And look, I'm not known for being thoughtful or poetic or necessarily intelligent, but I don't want my last words to be, what are you going to do, shoot me? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our final Florida story, the University of Florida has dropped their gator bait cheer with the explanation that this is due to its horrific, historic, racist imagery. Well, now, at first, if you go Google it, you'll see the story about a player in the mid-90s named Lawrence Wright played for the Gators. He told the Gainesville Sun after a big win, if you ain't a gator, you gator bait, baby. And so that's the story they pretend to tell you. But a couple of good Google searches from reputable websites, and I spent a few hours watching this documentary called Swamp People. Gators have been historically marginalized and lynched throughout Florida's horrific history. Anti-reptilian bigotry is no joke, and I'm glad to see it's not going to be tolerated anymore at Florida Gator football games. Bunch of bigoted monsters. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
The magnificent Judy from Dallas is sharing time with us on Sterling on Sunday. Each week, Judy shares a horrible joke for us, and this is Father's Day, so she has a particularly terrible dad joke. Judy, please share with us your terrible joke.
Well, first of all, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And you know how we do call them dad jokes?
Yes.
So I want to ask you, when does a dad joke become a dad joke?
When does a dad joke become a dad joke?
When it becomes apparent.
WALT 888-688-WALT Thank you, Judy. It's so exciting to be with you on Father's Day. Later tonight, we're going to talk about the part about being a dad that no one ever discusses. There's a part about being a father, dealing with your father, I've never heard anybody discuss, but it is a major part of having a father. Now, one of the bizarre things about being a father is that on Mother's Day, what happens? On Mother's Day, you get to take care of the kids to give mom a break, right? You take care of the kids to give mom a break. On Father's Day, what happens? Mom says, you know, it's great. You're going to spend the whole day with your kids. What? I took care of them all day Mother's Day, and now I'm supposed to take care of them all day Father's Day. Doesn't seem like a great deal. All right, now I'm in my laundry room, and I forgot to turn off the air conditioner. I have a portable air conditioner, which must be turned off, or else it'll make the sound engineers crazy. One moment, please. We're going to turn off the portable air conditioner. I love these clowns who say, well, you know, we're broadcasting from our home. You know, Fox News and CNN, we're all broadcasting from home. Hi, I've been broadcasting from my home for how long? 9 years. It's not some big deal. And coming up later tonight, I'm going to share with you the secrets of success in working from home. Because guess what? All those things you did in the office, you did at a physical location. Okay, that's all worthless now. Completely worthless. And what's going to have to be done is very different. I'm serious. This is, in order to be successful, you're going to have to behave differently. Well, now it's time for the 9 at 9 at 11 o'clock East Coast, 8 o'clock West Coast.
Five.
Number 5. All right, let's go. Where are my big glasses? Listen to this. Scientists claim that Netflix might mean young people have less romantic time, less sexy time. There's belief in a survey by 10,000 people that they're having less sex than ever before. Of 18 to 24-year-olds, a third of men and a fifth of women claim to not have had any sex in the past 12 months. Let's review. A third of men and a fifth of women say they haven't had any sex in the past 12 months. If that's true, and I believe it is, this is the first time 18 to 24-year-olds told the truth. Because when I was 18 to 24, it was not 24-hour sexy time, even though it should have been. In fact, I'll tell you a secret. The whole time I was in college, I was a virgin. For 4 years of college, I was a virgin. And then when I got out, I think it was like, you know, a couple times. But especially young people, men and women, they lie about it all the time. Absolutely true. But they're blaming Netflix and other online distractions for this. I don't think that's it at all. I think this has always been the number. I don't think 20 years ago, 18 to 24-year-old adults were having more sex. I don't think 30 years ago they were having more sex. I think there were a group of people within that group who were louder about it. And I don't mean banging on the wall. I mean they were just louder about bragging about it, that they were willing to brag about it. And then if they were actually questioned, they'd all go, oh, yeah, you know, I've been having sex every night the whole time I've been in college. Liar. Liar. You know, in my dorm at Syracuse University, there was this one kid who was crazy good looking. He had blonde curly hair. He had big blue eyes. His girlfriend was crazy good looking. We walked down the hall. Whenever we walked down the hall, any of us, we could hear them going at it. They were going at it all the time. The woman's roommate was like, I can't be in there. It just never stops. All right, good for them. But then when we'd pass other doors, there was nothing going on. So I believe the survey, which says that, what is it again, of 18 to 24-year-olds, a third of men and a fifth of women claim they've had no sex in the past 12 months. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you what exactly McDonald's French fries might do for guys. It might cure baldness. That's in seconds. It's live on Sunday night. We are live on Sunday night. Doesn't it feel good to be alive? Doesn't it feel good? This is Sterling on Sunday.
Later in the Sterling on Sunday show, Public Radio tours the Parma drive-through brew.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My guppies are popular, but the most popular guppy in the world comes from Asia. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter M. Sterling, and I've got great news for you. These are tense times, and CBDistillery.com has new products at their website, CBDistillery.com, new products specifically to deal with tension. Now, what are CBD products? CBD products are extracted from the hemp plant, and they come in all forms, salves, creams, lotions, capsules, pills, whatever form you need it in, that's what they've got, plus a wide array of dosages. You use these products and they help you relax. They help you relax. Isn't that the goal right about now? You're dealing with the kid at home over the summer. Oh, my God, what a nightmare. My kids are home. Oh, it's horrible. And dealing with everything about going back to work. You get a little help here with CBD products, CBDistillery.com. They make the widest variety of CBD products. These are products extracted from the marijuana plant. Legal, don't need a prescription, CBDistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter. I want you to think about physics. If you're a well-endowed man, it only makes sense that you need a little extra help achieving the erection you expect and you deserve and you demand. Well-endowed guys need a little more help. By going to forhims.com/Walter, you are practically admitting to the world that you're well endowed. Haven't you always wanted to figure out a way to admit that? Now you can. Go to forhims.com/Walter. There you can get the little blue pill, the generic form of the little blue pill, which means you and I can afford it. You and I can get an erection whenever we want. But in order to get the little blue pill, which is a prescription medicine, you need to go to forhims.com. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval, and they require an online consultation with the physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate for you. But they take care of all that for you. They'll connect you with the physician, short exchange with the doctor, and if it's appropriate, it'll be mailed to you discreetly to whatever address you request. Could even be the secret UPS box that I know you have. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. But it won't, because now the little blue pill is a generic drug. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter. And then, when you want to have an erection on demand, no problem. Thanks to the little blue pill and forhims.com/Walter. When you put in Walter, you get a significant discount. Why pay a penny more than you need to, really? forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, Walter, a lucky listener could have two pairs of swordtail guppies from my fish room.
That's tonight if you guess the mystery voice when you call.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Who do you think that is? When you call in at 888-688-WALT to talk about our powerful topic, 888-688-WALT, you could win a real prize. You could win a real prize for knowing the mystery voice. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258.
I'm a radio station market manager. I know which ad agencies have the best snacks and exactly the time of day they put them out. You want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our lineup? Only one thing matters. Who else airs it? Where else is Sterling on Sunday aired?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Alan First at KPMC Kansas City. Alan is the overlord of Intercom-owned talk stations. Thank you, Alan.
Beryl Kravitz.
What else do you need to know?
D. Wells, John Kelly, Rosemary Furlong, welcome, 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 Michael Garay, Neil Paul and Judy Anderson, Nate Tester, Ann Knupp, Annie Knopp, Irene Robertson, Marion Jewel Riley. These are some of my Midnight Misfits. And coming up in the next hour, I will reveal to you a new secret encoded message. And you have to decode it with your Midnight Misfit decoder card. How do you get that? It's simple. You go to waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com. You click on Midnight Misfits, and then the card will be revealed. You can print it out. You can download it, whatever you want, but you do not have to mail in for it. You do not have to mail in for it. And then you can, then when I give out the secret message, you can decode it yourself, and it's fantastic what the message is tonight. Charlie Green, did you get Nutrisystem for Men? Is that what I saw on Facebook? John Harper, Phil Luker, Joe Roman, and Bill White at KFBK. We are so proud to be on KFBK in Sacramento, to be on a big radio station. Jim Gardacci in Orlando, Florida. Ken Forbes, welcome. Frank Cohen, welcome. These are some of our Midnight Misfits. If you want to be a Midnight Misfit, we'd love to have you. Just enter your name at Walter M. Sterling. And starting next week, I'm sorry, I'm having all sorts of mouth problems. Starting next week, you enter your birthday, and you'll be in the Lucky Birthday Contest. It's just, it's never ending. Now, McDonald's chips. Oh, let me put in a number for the 9 at 9.
One.
McDonald's chips could be the cure for baldness, according to new research. If you're struggling to convince the wife that you need a McDonald's since reopening after the lockdown, just tell her that you will be bald without one. When questioned on the legitimacy of that, you can reveal to her that a chemical in McDonald's French fries could cure baldness. They have regrown hair in mice. And so you can have mice-looking hair with a simple technique through the use of human stem cells. This generated fresh follicles capable of sprouting luxurious new locks within days. The lab rodents had furry backs and scalps. Preliminary experiments suggest that the groundbreaking new therapy will also work to cure baldness in people. This was a Japanese team. Now, I don't know how far we're going to run with the Japanese study about our baldness, but there's an opportunity. Throughout history, there have been endless myths about how common food is going to cure certain things. For example, you may recall that there was a myth that baking powder and Pepsi-Cola, shaken, could be used as a contraceptive in women. That could be used as a way to prevent everything from working inside a woman and preventing a baby from coming to life. Not that way, but just like right after they put in the Pepsi and the baking powder, and it could, But think about it. Throughout our lives, there have been common foods that were supposed to perform miracles. And now we have McDonald's chips are supposed to cure baldness. Wouldn't that be remarkable? You can sit there, you can eat like a pig, and then you look in the mirror and you look better rather than looking worse. Every time I've eaten at McDonald's, I feel worse and I look worse. That's just me, my opinion. But now all of a sudden I could have luxurious hair, which would make for a remarkable difference. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. You know, with so many people saying, you know, why should I go back to work? The first week this happened, I was on the air, and I said, people are going to say, why should I go back to work? Why should I drive 2 hours each way when I can do the same thing by waking up at 9:45, 8:45, and walking into the next room? And son of a gun, that's what millions of people are saying. But let me suggest to you, in order for that to work, the whole paradigm of how things take place at work is going to have to change. Everything that you did to advance your life in corporate land is going to change if you're not going to work. Because so much of going to work and assuming power had to do with the physicality of being there and acting a certain way. Now, there's a certain type of person for whom this is going to be spectacular. This is going to be great. And then there's another type of person where this is going to be bad news. This is going to be really bad news. Now, let's see. What have I got here? Oh, and are you on Instagram? Well, there's a big Instagram story. Big Instagram story.
Nine.
This is the 9 at 9, and here's the big Instagram story. There's a time to post on Instagram where you can get maximum likes. And it turns out there are two different sets of opinion. One time is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for maximum likes. And the other time is late at night, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Those are the two best times to get likes on Instagram. And I have theories about that that I will share with you coming up in seconds. Plus, we have Florida stories. We have the drive-through brew. We have Velo Hool and his fish report. And you can win a prize for guessing the mystery voice when you call in to 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. And now is the time to take a Sterling snap and send it to me. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Send me a picture of what you're looking at. WalterMSterling@gmail.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Dust from the Sahara Desert. Everybody's talking about the big dust cloud on its way to America from the Sahara Desert. Oh, no. Oh, don't worry about it. First of all, dust clouds cross the Atlantic all the time, all season long. They've even named the SAL layer in the atmosphere between 5 and 18,000 feet, where the dust and particles are transported riding the trade winds. But this particular cloud of dust and sand is one of the biggest we've ever documented, headed toward the Caribbean now, riding through the Gulf during the week, modeled to turn north into the lower Mississippi Valley, and then curve back across the southeast by weekend. What are the effects? What's the impact? Potentially incredible sunrise and sunset pictures. The potential for allergy sufferers to experience new rounds of sneezing. Boy, that's not much fun. And the dust has a known effect of squashing any hurricanes and tropical cyclones. Now, this dust cloud may hang around for several weeks. It will not be permanent all season long, but it's likely to reoccur during the season from time to time, which is very good news. This dust does not prevent hurricanes, but it certainly knocks them down quite a bit. We'll look forward to that progress. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My guppies are popular, but the most popular guppy in the world comes from Asia. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Later in the Sterling on Sunday show, Public Radio tours the Parma drive-thru brew.
Tonight, Walter, a lucky listener could have two pairs of swordtail guppies from my fish room.
Well, who wouldn't want that? All you have to do is guess the mystery voice.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm so sick of all the head games.
If you guess the mystery voice, you will win guppies from Velo Hool. Now, who wouldn't want that? Let's think about that. Who wouldn't want that?
I'm a radio station market manager. I know which ad agencies have the best snacks and exactly the time of day they put them out. You want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our lineup? Only one thing matters. Who else airs it? Where else is Sterling on Sunday aired?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Alan First at KPMC Kansas City. Alan is the overlord of Intercom-owned talk stations. Thank you, Alan. What else do you need to know? 9.
All right, it's time for the 9 at 9. At 11:37 on the East Coast, 8:37 on the West Coast. Dua Lipa
has doubled earnings and will soon be the highest paid musician in the world. Dua Lipa. Do you have any idea who this is? I don't mean to sound like the old man, but who the heck is Dua Lipa? Well, apparently the singer recently filed accounts with her touring company Dua Lipa Live, which show that she has 17 million cash in the bank. She has 17 million bucks cash in the bank. And I'm sitting here some weeks going, you know, should we get the filet mignon this week? But Dua Lipa, who's singing this, and I don't mean to sound like, well, you know, that music's terrible. I've never heard of her. That's the part that annoys me. I've never heard of her. Given she is 5 years younger than Adele, the world really is her oyster. And if she continues at this trajectory, she will be rivaling Adele. Well, okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. It's the top nine at 8 on the West Coast, 11 on the East Coast.
Two.
There's a mom who has revenge after her husband complains that she didn't cut his sandwiches correctly. This guy goes to work. His wife actually makes sandwiches. My wife has never made me sandwiches, ever, ever. Let me think about that. No, she's never made me sandwiches. This woman makes this guy sandwiches every day. He goes to work with sandwiches that she makes. But there was a problem. And the problem was that one day she didn't cut them in nice little triangles the way that he likes. He liked them in nice little triangles. He complained to his boss that his wife didn't cut them in nice little triangles. Her husband sent her a photo of his lunch and joked, "Haven't even cut them into triangles. What, am I an animal now?" Although she says she's happy to make him lunch, she wasn't thrilled he'd been complaining about it and hatched a plan. So this is what she did. You want me to cut your sandwich, buddy? Okay, well, this is what she did. She, knowing that this guy opened his sandwich in front of everybody at work, she cut the sandwich into the shape of a phallus, and sent that to work to give him another message. The message he had sent came right after he had opened his lunch and discovered the phallus-shaped snack simply reading "Epic." He thought it was hilarious, but said, "I'd cut so much of the sandwich away that to make the art that he was starving the rest of the day." So therefore, he was still complaining, not that she had cut it into a phallus, but in order to make the phallus, she had cut away most of the sandwich. It is my experience that there are certain things that my wife won't do. She won't make sandwiches for me to take to work. She will not go to the dry cleaner to pick up my clothes before I have to do a business trip. She will not do errands in general. She won't go to the pharmacy for me. She won't do errands for me. And I'm the father, and this is Father's Day. Will your wife do errands for you? Will she go to the dry cleaner? Will she make you lunch? Will she do any of those things? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And how have you inspired your significant other to actually help out around the marriage? Like, have you been able to inspire her to help out around the marriage? I have not. I have completely failed at this. My number is 888-688-WALT. You win a real prize from Velo Hool if you guess this voice.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Oh, my Midnight Misfits. Welcome. Charlie Green, John Harper, Phil Luker, Ann Knupp, Rebecca Canner. How are you, Rebecca?
Eddie Valdez and Beryl Kravitz, the very best. These are the best people on earth. Coming up in seconds, I will reveal a new secret message that you can only decode with your Midnight Misfit membership card. And we'll have a new Florida Stories. We will have a new Drive-Thru Brew. And we will have a new... The usual edition. I'm sorry. I was seriously distracted. Plus, news from Siberia. Coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My guppies are popular, but the most popular guppy in the world comes from Asia. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Later in the Sterling on Sunday show, public radio tours the Parma Drive-Thru Brew.
Tonight, Walter, a lucky listener could have two pairs of swordtail guppies from my fish room.
I'm Walter Sterling. You have heard about CBD products. You know what they are. These are products extracted from the marijuana plant, the hemp plant, the cannabis plant. And then they're put in all sorts of lotions and tinctures and salves and creams. But what the heck do you and I know about which ones are good? What's the right dose? Which form of the product is appropriate for you and me? We don't know. But you know who does know? CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. And they have a new line of products targeted for tension. These are tense times. Going back to school, having the kids at home. Is there a greater hell than having your kids at home for months? No. Now there are products at CBDistillery.com specifically made to deal with tension. Capsules, creams, pills, drops, whatever you need. CBDistillery.com. Now you might see CBD products at the mall in a cart. You might see them on the street with some guy selling incense. You don't want those. You don't know what's in them. But CBDistillery.com is a company dedicated to making products from the marijuana plant. They purify them, they test them, and they have sold them to hundreds of thousands of satisfied customers. Hundreds of thousands of satisfied customers. Be one of them. Join one of them. See which products work best for you. Try a variety of them, and you'll find the right one for you. Now, I put these on my thumbs, on my joints, which hurt, because I use the laptop wrong. I sit with it in the wrong way, and you know what? It took away my pain instantly. Find out how it works for you. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code WALTER for a significant discount.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Thanks to the virus, the entire public radio team is forced to head for the sad vacant counties that do not have one single wedge of brie. No hand-pressed olives or avocado spread. This has harmed the morale of everyone at public radio. At least we don't have furloughs. In fact, we're hiring. Public radio, always hiring. Today, we are in Parma, Ohio. It's as close as we could get to the Hamptons. We are at the Hampton Inn. It must be a great deal like the Hamptons on Long Island. Let's check it out now.
Oh, sorry. How long have you been waiting at the front desk?
Well, every minute is a burden. I have news to share with the nation.
Do you have a reservation at the Hampton Inn?
Do I need one? And where's your bell person or concierge? I may need items for my stay.
We have this copy of USA Today. It's from this week.
But I need fresh mint water and lavender soap. Surely you have that.
Our guests usually get what they need at Parma's famous drive-thru brew.
A drive-thru brew? What could that possibly be?
You drive through, and you're through.
Later in the Sterling on Sunday show, public radio tours the Parma drive-through brew.
888-688-WALT. It's very exciting to be with you. One of the things that I noticed since we were all forced to stay at home as though we were 8 years old, one of the things that I discovered that's fascinating to me is that I have bought more crap than ever before. Have you found yourself buying more crap than ever before? All those things on TV, all the items on Facebook or Instagram or that all of a sudden I needed. For example, I bought and always driven by my 8-year-old. All of a sudden, I spent money on a visor to clip to the visor in my car, that when I put it down, I could see the truck coming. You saw that commercial? I could see everything I couldn't see before. Because apparently, without this visor, I can see nothing. For $18.99, I bought the visor, and I put it up on my visor. And, yeah, it works great, but I'm like, I didn't really need this. Then, there's this item, where did I see it? I guess on Instagram, where you take your iPhone, and you put it in this plastic box, and all of a sudden, it's huge. The image on your iPhone becomes huge, big as could be. It's like you're in a multiplex theater. It's like you're in an IMAX theater. But in fact, it's just this little super cheap falling apart plastic box. You put in your iPhone and suddenly the images become bigger. It's crazy. What else did I buy? I bought pans that I did not need, cookware I did not need, and a suspicious number of magazine subscriptions. Did you buy crazy stuff that you've never had before, you would have never bought? Never bought. I bought this little tool that if I put it down my sink drain, I can pull up 14 years of hair. Suddenly I needed something to pull up hair from my ink drain. There was nothing wrong with my sink drain. It was working fine. But now I have this tool that'll pull up sink hair. It's crazy what we do when we just sit there and stare at the walls, isn't it? And then I think I bought every Netflix item, every Netflix series. I watched The Great, which was great. And most Hulu series. And Stay In After Dark or Come In After Dark. I saw that today. Whatever came on, I bought. Whatever I could purchase, I purchased. The ends of that hysterical show with the levies, I watched that. Did you find yourself buying things you didn't need? Because there's nothing we need except food, clothing, and shelter. There was a lot of talk about people getting their $1,200 check, and shocking, they actually paid bills with it. I don't know what they thought we were going to do with it, but it turns out the people who got the $1,200 check, the studies show, mostly they bought food, clothing, and shelter. Who knew? Because it turns out that without the $1,200, they wouldn't have had food, clothing, and shelter, which I thought was the point. I thought that was the point of these checks, right? Wasn't this the point of these checks? The fact is that most Americans, 80% of Americans, have no savings. At most, they've got $500 or nothing. That's what they've got. And about $8,000 in credit card debt. And now that people have seen how much money people didn't have, they're shocked. The economists are shocked. What? Who do you think got the 401ks? It wasn't the guy working in the plant. It wasn't a shift worker at a restaurant. They don't have 401ks. They're poor. And the $1,200 is absolutely necessary. Okay, you have no savings. You have nothing in the bank. You have no credit. And now you can't go to work. Yeah, I'd say the $1,200 is necessary. Then I see these idiots who have never been poor, who have never suffered, saying things like, well, the reason that people aren't going back, a lot of people aren't going to go back to work because they're getting all this money. Oh, what money? $1,200? That's no money. That's maybe a month's rent in most situations. They're getting no money. if anybody's saying, you know, I'm not going to, you know, go back to work, they're saying that not because they've got a whole extra $200. They're saying it because for 4 months they've heard, don't go outside. They've been scared about going outside without Purell pouring down their body. They've been terrified to go back outside. But I have found myself buying a lot of really dumb things once I was inside. Sitting there hour after hour, I get these notices about things that I didn't know I needed. About new skillets. Oh, I better buy that skillet. New fryers. Oh, my favorite. Unbelievable. Is a device that makes hard-boiled eggs and peels them. I don't know how it peels them, but it makes hard-boiled eggs. Okay, that's very interesting, and I'm looking at this. Now, in my experience, maybe not yours, but in my experience, you can hard-boil an egg in between 10 and 12 minutes. Is that your experience? This device that I'm supposed to put eggs in, and it will hard-boil them, faster, better, blah, blah, blah. Took 12 minutes. It takes 12 minutes to make a hard-boiled egg in this very expensive device versus my pot with water, which takes 12 minutes. It's fascinating that a lot of those gadgety things do exactly the way it's been done the old way, except that it's in a gadgety thing that I can make 3 payments of. And if I order now, I can get 2 of them, just pay shipping and handling. You do understand that the pay shipping and handling is where all of the profits come from. Just pay shipping and handling. Yes, that's where all of the profits come from. But have you bought anything particularly dumb that it arrived, you went, I can't believe I ordered this. How could I have ordered this? I don't need this. Maybe some odd toy for your kid. 888-688-WALT. It's time for therapy. You can do it. It's all right. 888-688-9258. That is my phone number. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice and win an actual prize.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
If you know that voice, you can win a Velo Hool fish. And coming up in seconds, we will have the Velo Hool fish report. Plus, in 6 minutes, we will have the actual part 2 of the drive-through brew and the usual edition. It's exciting. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. We've got severe weather and dangerous heat tonight. Severe thunderstorm watches from Oklahoma up the plains through Kansas, Nebraska, catching the northwest corner of Iowa, southern Minnesota, and into Wisconsin with numerous warnings for dangerous winds and hail. Everything will settle down, though, over the next several hours. And the heat. It will be a hot week up and down the I-5 corridor with heat advisories already from Modesto and Sacramento up to Medford, Oregon. And this is the second round of extreme heat for this region already this season. Otherwise, hit-miss showers and thunderstorms tonight through the Ohio Valley, across Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, back into Mississippi. So, what's your weather tomorrow? Severe weather will be focused on what we like to call the four states. That's southwest Missouri, southeast Kansas, Oklahoma, and northwest Arkansas. Better coverage, late day showers and thunderstorms for basically the eastern half of the country. Though New York City will be dry, high of 88, but travel delays for sure in Chicago. And the building heat, dominant tomorrow out west, slowly spreading eastbound. Plus, there's nothing in the tropics to worry about right now, though the models are hinting at something in the Gulf maybe late week. And we're going to talk about the Sahara dust. That's in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Now, it's time for Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. We don't remember what Jake and the manager were doing last time, but this time, they have a special guest. The microphones of public radio and their lead anchor.
Well, this is dazzling.
what would my bud, Anna Wintour, say about these fashions?
Our biggest seller isn't beer. It's the t-shirts that say I was at the drive-through brew.
Impressive. I noticed that the t-shirts start in XXXL. Are the smaller ones sold out?
Now don't you go insulting the locals with your fancy questions, public radio.
It's always drama at the drive-thru brew. Next time.
As the economy booms, you will just have to deal with a new coworker.
That's next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Carr, speaking for Sterling on Sunday.
It's an economic fact, sorry Word, that the biggest selling item at every drive-thru brew everywhere is the t-shirts. Probably cigarettes. Then way down the list is beverages. You have to experience a drive-thru brew. You think I'm making it up? If you go to the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, you will see pictures of me at a drive-thru brew. And I've been thinking about whether or not we should sell or give away t-shirts of the drive-thru brew, but I haven't decided that yet. Right about now, I'd be excited to play a game, which is Guess This Mystery Voice.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
And then, if you guess the mystery voice, you will win an actual fish from Velo Hool. Oh, we haven't heard Velo Hool's fish report. I think it's time, James, to hear Velo Hool's fish report.
The guppy hobby goes from coast to coast. It goes around the globe. It doesn't matter where anyone lives, they love themselves some guppies. Well, the people of Asia will be highlighted this week. The good people of Indonesia and Thailand, who have given us the RREA guppy. And the RREA stands for Red Red-Eyed Albino Guppy. It's beautiful. Look it up on Google. You'll agree. Rare. To get this guppy, which is coming to my fish room, you have to ship it in from Asia. It goes to what they call a transshipper, someone who has the license to ship in fish internationally. Then it gets shipped to you. It's expensive. You know, for three guppies, you're looking at $200. And there's no guarantee that they will live. But is it worth it? Oh, yes, it is. Beautiful guppies in your aquarium. Worth any price. For your fish room update, this is Velo Hool from Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Well, Velo, thank God you're here. I want to talk about this phenomena of people saying, I don't want to go back to work. That's not what they mean. They mean they don't want to commute back to work. They want to work. You want to work. You want to have a job. You want to do work, and you probably enjoy your work. Most people enjoy your work. They just hate going to work. They just hate dealing with a manager. That's what I've found. When you're powerful at work, there are a couple factors. There are a couple things. There are all sorts of articles, 5 things to do to be more effective at work, 10 things to do to be less effective at work. You see these articles everywhere, especially on clickbait. But, you know, for many, many years, I had a suit and wingtip shoes, and I was a big shot. It's hard to get it out of my mouth. Because being a big shot in radio is, well, you know, it's radio. Here's the deal. I'll tell you who really is powerful at any company, at any business, and this is going to be taken away from them. The really powerful person, if you go into the office floor and you look at that person's office, There'll be a light on, one light. There will be some items on their desk. There will be a couple pieces of attractive art, maybe a little sculpture, and a couple awards on the credenza, and that's it. But the really powerful person, it looks like they're in today. Because that one light is on, the door is open, things seem to have been moved around in there, but they're not in. Everybody thinks they're at work, and everybody acts as though the powerful person is at work, but they're not. A couple times I pulled this off, where everybody thought I was at work. I was very busy, because what did I do? I made sure that the office door was open and the single desk lamp was on, and everybody thought I was there. I didn't say I was there. I wasn't lying. I just did that. And I have been to other people's office complexes, and I've even said to them, were you in today, or did you just want people to think you were in today? Did you try to pull that scam where you thought people, you wanted people to think it? Well, there are other things you can do. For example, you're on a conference call. Isn't that the worst thing to have to do, to be on a conference call? I know somebody who actually has someone who works for him who can mimic him. He's never been on a conference call. He has this number three guy get on the conference calls for him, sound like him, and sit there for 40 minutes where my friend says, look, I can't earn any money on a conference call. And so he has this person mimic him. Those are the true totems of power. When I worked at NBC, one of the things I did was I bought a red phone, a red trimline phone, and I put it on my credenza. It looked like an urgent, important piece of deskware. And when people would come in, they'd say, What's with that phone? And I'd say, a guy came, he put it in, and said, I needed it. And that's all I'd say. I'd say, I came, put it in, and said I needed it. For 3 years it sat there. It wasn't plugged into anything, but it gave me the illusion, it gave other people the illusion that I was powerful. Now, coming up in seconds, I'm going to tell you what you have to do now if you decide not to go to a physical place to work. It's going to change everything. Everything. We'll talk about that in just seconds. I'm live on a Sunday night. It's 16 past the hour, 9:16 on the West Coast, 12:16 on the East Coast. My name is Walter M. Sterling. I'm here every week from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It is a privilege to be with you. Thank you for sharing your ride with me. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. I'd like to tell you about a product that does not require a prescription. It is perfectly legal, and it comes in every form you could imagine until you find the one that's right for you. These are CBD products. CBD products are extracted from the marijuana plant, the hemp plant, and then they're put into creams, salves, lotions, capsules, pills, drops, whatever seems right for you. It has been my experience that when I use these products, they help me altogether now relax. They help me relax. And I deserve to relax. And I know you do too. These are tense times in the news, on the streets, in your backyard, or worse, your kids are home for the summer. It's time to relax. CBD products help me relax. I believe they'll help you relax too. Find out, isn't it worth it to take the edge off, you know, take the edge off? These are legal, they don't require a prescription, and they are tested by CBDistillery.com. 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 Enter the promo code Walter, and you'll get a significant discount, and I will get credit for sharing this information with you. And then I'm happy, and you're happy. This is a win-win. Right now, CB Distillery has made a special line of products focused on dealing with tension. They have a new group of products that are focused on dealing with your tension and removing your tension, minimizing the tension in our bodies, which allow us to
Enjoy our day. Go to the website right now. Look around. You'll be stunned, as I was, at the variety of products. CBDistillery.com. And then the promo code is Walter, CBDistillery.com. Order one thing just to see how it works. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
For years, you wondered about the little blue pill. I mean, face it, you did. But it was way too expensive. It was way too expensive. And there was a lot of confusion. Do I have to go to the doctor? Do I have to take the prescription to the pharmacy? Who needs that? Now, finally, it's a generic medication for a medical problem. You get it at 4hims.com. 4hims.com. Here's what you do. Try 4hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if the prescription is appropriate for you. See the website for full details and safety information. This product could cost hundreds of bucks if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's 4hims.com/Walter.
Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
All right, let's stay in touch during the week at waltermsterling at gmail. Waltermsterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, waltermsterling at gmail. Plus, I always forget this, I make a podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. You can get it at radio.com, Apple iTunes, iHeartMedia. It's fantastic. It's just incredible. The name of it is Midnight Misfits, M-I-D-N-I-T-E. Everything I do, I seem to have to spell. Midnight Misfits. And download it. Oh, for God's sakes. You know, these idiots. Like, well, you know, podcasts are very important to our future. No, how about these giant radio stations, these 50,000-watt radio stations like KMOX, these big FM radio stations like KMBZ in Kansas City? What's wrong with that? What is wrong with these federally licensed facilities that are licensed and protected by the federal government? Anybody can make a podcast. There are a million podcasts, all of them horrible. But son of a gun, I'm going to make a podcast. Mine is not horrible. Midnight Misfits. And what do? We talk about things that I can't talk about on the radio, which is a longer list every day. Isn't that amazing? As time goes on, I can talk about fewer things. That's one of the tragedies of our times. In the 70s, you could talk about anything. You could say anything. I used to work with Dr. Ruth Westheimer. We used to egg her on to say more and more horrible things, and she would, and nothing would happen. Today, if I said any one of the things that she said every 2 minutes on the radio, oh my God, oh my God, that would be it. Not only would they fire me, I'd never work again. It's crazy talk. But in these trying times, isn't that the stupidest thing? In these trying times, as people start to go back to the workplace, you go back to the doctor's office, the hospital, go to the office, go to the store, a lot of people are not going to go because they said, well, you know, my tasks, the things that you're paying me for, don't require me to go to the office. And therefore, I'm not going to go to the store. I'm not going to go into work. Instead, I'm going to wake up at 8:45 and fall into the next room in my pajamas with coffee I prefer, not the coffee cart coffee, and I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have a relaxed day. But let me help you here. The way you became successful by going to a place of work was very specific. You acted a certain way. You dressed a certain way. You showed up for meetings in a certain demeanor. You were prepared for a variety of events during the workday. Now you're alone at home. That sounds like trouble. That sounds like things are going to go very bad. And let me share with you some of the things that are going to go bad. If you're doing Zoom meetings,
there will be zero tolerance by your employer for you to be 1 second late. Because now, if you rush into a meeting and everybody sees that you had a lot going on, you have a lot of papers, and you're a minute or two late, they're tolerant of that. Not thrilled, but they're tolerant. If you're doing a Zoom meeting and your little square just says your name, or worse, you're not there, and they're sitting around going, well, where's Susan? Is Susan here? Where's Susan? I thought Susan, did Susan know? Did she get the notice? Does she have the meeting code? Does she have the password? Oh, my God. You're going to have to be 10 minutes early for every Zoom meeting. Number one, you're going to have to get your kid to set up your Zoom so that it's flawless. It's as though you're a network television show, that the mic has to work perfectly. There can't be any of that little feedback on it. There can't be any fuzz. You can't use one of the microphones on the telephone cord. You're going to have to get a real microphone. And you're going to start, you ready? You're going to start to be judged by your Zoom performance. You're going to start to be judged by your Zoom performance, which means you're going to have to be a television performer in a one-inch screen. Now, the demands of that are very specific. You have to be lit full on. You better get some blocker, some makeup blocker to hide the blemishes, to concealer. You're going to have to get concealer to hide the blemishes and the bags under your eyes and the double chin, and you're going to have to shave. You know, it's very hip and cool for young men to go unshaven. You look like an idiot. Let me help you. When you don't shave, you look like an idiot. Grow a beard or shave. This halfway thing where you've got half a beard, let me tell you what that looks like. That looks like you're a hobo. Anybody over the age of 25 just thinks you're a jerk. The people who wear the skinny jeans, those tight skinny jeans as though they're a sailor, and they don't shave, and their hair is either, or they shave their head before they have to. You look like an idiot. And don't get any tattoos. All of a sudden, you're going to be judged on your tattoos, on your shirt collars, on all this stuff. Have you noticed, by the way, that with the masks that everybody's wearing to the Grand Union, the masks people are wearing to Kroger's, that all of a sudden your haircut becomes very important. All of a sudden your haircut is the key to how you appear. And then have you ever seen somebody at Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Giant, ShopRite? You ever seen someone walk in the aisles and they have their mask on? You're looking at their hair and you're looking at their body and their eyes and you're thinking, boy, are they good looking. I bet they're really good looking, but you don't know. You don't know. And then a little later, they take off their mask. And you're like, oh, no, it wasn't anything special at all. It's like when you see what a radio star looks like, somebody you enjoy listening to on the radio, and they make the mistake of being seen. That's the dumbest thing all these hosts are doing. Yeah, well, you know, that you watch us on Zoom. No, I don't want to watch you on Zoom. I want to listen to you in my car. That's all I want to do. I don't want to bond with you on Zoom because your studio looks stupid. I come from the laundry room. I've admitted this for years. My show's been in the laundry room. A couple of times I did a video streaming. I'm like, it's not worth the trouble. I just don't think it's a good idea. In order to be successful in the new paradigm where you don't go to work, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do a spectacular Zoom call. The set behind you has to look either busy or very plain. Do not let them see your home. Do not let them see your home because you want to be judged on your work, right? Just have a white background behind you. Have a blue background before you. Just have a neutral background. Make sure your Zoom camera is the best camera you can afford. Make sure your microphone is a real microphone and not a little thing hanging on the earpiece, not a little tiny thing. It's stupid. Get a microphone. They're not that expensive. And an earpiece that works. And that's how you do it. Make sure that it enhances you
to be on a Zoom call rather than distracts from you. Don't start the call by saying, "Can you hear me?" Assume they can hear you. Work on the assumption they can hear you and learn how to work the graphics that come with it. You can put up charts and graphs and numbers and be spectacular, because that is the first way you're going to be judged. There are some other ways you're going to be judged, and you and I can talk about that coming up in seconds. I'm Walter Sterling, live on a Sunday night. We're driving across the country. I'm sorry you got to pay those stupid tolls. What a bunch of criminals that maintain the toll. Did any governor in America say, you know what? During the pandemic, we're going to take down the tolls so that you don't catch anything as you go through the toll booths. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, dust from the Sahara Desert. Everybody's talking about the big dust cloud on its way to America from the Sahara Desert. Oh, no. Oh, don't worry about it. First of all, dust clouds cross the Atlantic all the time, all season long. They've even named the SAL layer in the atmosphere between 5 and 18,000 feet, where the dust and particles are transported riding the trade winds. But this particular cloud of dust and sand is one of the biggest we've ever documented, headed toward the Caribbean now, riding through the Gulf during the week, modeled to turn north into the lower Mississippi Valley, and then curve back across the southeast by weekend. What are the effects? What's the impact? Potentially incredible sunrise and sunset pictures. The potential for allergy sufferers to experience new rounds of sneezing. Boy, that's not much fun. And the dust has a known effect of squashing any hurricanes and tropical cyclones. Now, this dust cloud may hang around for several weeks. It will not be permanent all season long, but it's likely to reoccur during the season from time to time, which is very good news. This dust does not prevent hurricanes, but it certainly knocks them down quite a bit. We'll look forward to that progress. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's great to be with you 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every single Sunday, live on a Sunday night. What could be better than that? We're driving across the country in your 18-wheeler, looking for the next truck stop, the one with the good coffee, not the other one. And it's just us. We're alone. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. The people who fill out forms and tell you and me to fill out forms, they're gone. They're asleep. And I can't stand them. Those are the people we have to be nice to. The people who hand out forms, could you fill out this HR form? No, I don't want to fill out this HR form. Now, what's great about not actually having to go to work, about not having to physically go to a place of work, is that we don't have to deal with those people in person. Because for me, I don't know about you, as time has gone on, it is progressively difficult for me to be pleasant to them. The person who says, you need to fill out this form, and I'll give you some more information about this benefit, those people are progressively difficult to deal with. There's a point at which I stopped being nice to them because I'm a jerk, but it was just too hard. It was just too hard. And whenever I look and I say, you know, we really don't need that person in that job, I'm like, oh, God, please make them go away. But with the Zoom meetings, you and I don't have to deal with them because we don't fit in. And now we get to do our work. We get to do the task and participate in a Zoom meeting and then not have to deal with any of those jerks. To me, that's a great gift. That is just spectacular. But let me tell you, in those Zoom meetings, you'd better be on point. It's very important to be early to the meeting, to have a good background, not some stupid background like in front of those jerks who, well, you know, look at this, I'm in front of the pyramids. No, don't select any of those backgrounds, or you will never be president of the company. You will be the jerk. You'll be the class clown. What you want behind you is a neutral beige or blue, preferably blue background. That's it on the Zoom calls, nothing else. Then get a real microphone and good headphones and test before the Zoom call so that there are no issues. you want to be the person who's always on point and on message on the Zoom calls, because now you have this new skill that is demanded of you in order to do your work. But I believe that so many of us Midnight Misfits will be much happier not going into work. Oh my gosh, it's time for our secret message. And if you have a Midnight Misfit membership card, which you can download right now at Walter M. Sterling, I will give you the secret message. You have to decode it with that card. Here we go. LSK7L4Y, and then a space and an exclamation mark. I'll give it to you once more. Once more. Ready? LSK7L4Y and a space and an exclamation mark.
I'm a radio station market manager. I know which ad agencies have the best snacks and exactly the time of day they put them out. You want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our lineup? Only one thing matters. Who else airs it? Where else is Sterling on Sunday aired?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Alan First at KPMZ Kansas City. Alan is the overlord of Intercom-owned talk stations. Thank you, Alan. What else do you need to know?
I love being with you every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's Father's Day, and this is when everybody talks about how wonderful their father is and how terrific. But there's something about dads that's never discussed, and I don't know why it's never discussed, but let's discuss it, because, you know, we do a contrarian talk show. We do a different show, and it goes like this. There usually, if your father lives long enough, there are usually two dads. There's the dad who raised you, and the dad who you deal with as an adult. My dad, who raised me, was the coolest dad. My father, you want to know what he did? He designed amusement parks. Let's think that through. I'm a kid, and my father designed amusement parks. He also, for many years, worked at Bell Telephone Laboratories, where they hid the UFOs. And they hid repurposed technology from UFOs. When I was a kid, I saw fiber optics and night vision and all sorts of very unusual items that it was hard for me to believe had been invented here. However, then, let's see what else. But then he left Bell Labs and he went to design amusement parks. And then he operated amusement parks and he was good at it. He was really good at it because it was his passion. And the models for these amusement parks were in our basement. Imagine going downstairs to the laundry and you see amusement parks. He also built a train set. I still to this day don't know how he did it. It took up one quarter of the basement. And we got it on Christmas morning. We saw no clues. I don't know where he built this thing. It was huge. Had to be 12 by 15, had every gizmo on it. It was beautiful. It wasn't just all the trains and the tracks. It was landscaped. It was well thought out. And he did something interesting. There were many villages on this train set. And there were houses. There were probably 50 houses that had lights inside, individual houses for the train set. He wired each of them up individually. So you didn't turn on one switch and they all went on. I had 50 switches. Do you know as a kid what 50 toggle switches mean? That's heaven. That was my dad when I was growing up. Toward the end of his life, my dad started to have dementia, but it was never formally diagnosed. He didn't live with me. I never had a chance to formally find out the deal. But he became a different person. And I believe that a lot of dads become a different person later in life. And then you and I have to deal with it and we don't discuss it. Because we feel so guilty that he was a good dad when you were a kid, we don't discuss it. And that's too bad because it needs to be discussed. in the last few years of his life, I'd bring my 14-year-old to his house, and he'd hear that we were in the house, and he'd shout down the stairs, "You be out of here in 30 minutes or I'll call the police." Like, what? And that's what my 14-year-old heard. There was no rhyme or reason for that. It wasn't like we had had a hostile conversation. He'd drive around his hometown and he'd get lost and he'd say, how could I have gotten lost here? But he did. And no one discusses this. Toward the end of his life, my father was a very different person and a very difficult person to deal with, because anything that annoyed him flashed in, "I will call the police." I don't know how they would have taken it, but it's as though as a culture, as a society, we're not allowed to talk about that. Did you find that when your father got older, it became very difficult? And did you even realize it was happening? I didn't even realize it, because it would come and go. Like, for days, he'd be my dad, and then there was this other guy who'd call the police. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. We're live on Sunday. It's Sunday. We're live. This is Sterling on Sunday. I am Walter Sterling, and you deserve to have a great life. And one of the ways to enjoy your day is to go to forhims.com and then /Walter for Hims. For Hims, just like it says, is a product site filled with great things for guys. It is a website filled with products for men. Believe it or not, they have tea for guys. But the best thing on there is the generic medication of the little blue pill. That's right, the little blue pill that'll give you an erection on demand. An erection on demand. But now it's generic, which means you and I can afford it. Now, why do you want this medication? Because not getting an erection is usually a medical problem. And therefore, there's no reason not to get a medical solution. And you get it with the little blue pill in generic form from forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate for you. I want you to see the website. Look at this website. It's got all these great products for your hair, lotions. It's fantastic. Go look. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost you crazy money if you went in person to a doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter. When you put in /Walter, you get a significant discount on any product at the 4Hims site, and I get credit for sharing this great information with you. That's forhims.com/Walter.
Where you're hearing things. Where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT. That's what I found. I found that as my father got older, he became less the father that I grew up with and more this other guy. And one of the things that's strange about our culture, we seem to be very good at talking about, pretty much everything now, but not that. We don't want to talk about the dementia of our parents. We don't want to talk about how to deal with it. How the heck do you deal with it? All of a sudden, my father was loving and charming and the popular dad, had a lot of friends, liked to play golf, handsome. So clearly it skipped. But here's the situation. As he got older, he started to get crazier. And he started to get offended by things we didn't see. Like, what are you talking about? But what was sad in the past 3 years of his life, I could not take my young children to see him. I had to protect them from what he was going to say, because they adored him. He was great to them when he was healthy. When his mind started to go, he said things that could only confuse them or hurt them. And I wasn't going to let that happen. I wasn't going to take them on a mission to learn about dementia by meeting their grandfather for Sunday snacks. We just came up with stuff that he was in another state, he was far away, he loves you, goodbye. Because I could not let them be exposed to his craziness at worse or anger at even worse. And that's what I chose to do. I chose to keep them away. And I have no guilt about that, because I would keep them away from somebody who is sick. And this was a situation where I could not explain over and over and over and over again that he didn't mean that. Because sometimes he did mean it. And that was tough. That was a challenge for me as a father. It was very interesting. Anyway, he passed away in February. He was a great father to me when I was a kid. He was a great father to me till I was, you know, well into my career, and very supportive and very helpful. But man, I learned some things about him that surprised me. Everything that I thought was fine in our relationship, I found out that, boy, as a kid of the Depression, he didn't want to talk about money. And he had a lot of money. But any discussion of money was dripping with moral judgment, just dripping with moral judgment. And it taught me a great lesson, which is don't do that. It's just money. It's just don't even begin to go there. But that's what I learned. I had to keep my kids away from him at the end. Nobody discusses this. Nobody discusses how you deal with a father whose brain is going. Because there isn't a good roadmap. Sometimes it would go for a day, and then he'd be fine for weeks. And then other times it would be gone for weeks. And it wasn't so much sad as it was really confusing as heck. Yeah, it's really confusing. You know, here's your good dad today, and then here's this other guy the next day. Did you have that experience? Here's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. You're anonymous. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Then, when you start to talk to doctors and nurses and people who are taking care of older parents who have dementia, they really don't have good answers. Well, how should I talk to them? How can I be with them? Well, it's bad in the evening. Oh, okay, so I'll come at noon. Well, he's bad on Tuesdays. We have not gotten this one right at all. We are better at dealing with cancer than we are at mental illness. It's tragic, but it's true. We're better at dealing with fatal diseases than we are with dementia. And I would suggest that more people get dementia than most things. I think there's not much, not many solutions on the horizon. Haven't heard much about what they're doing about it. It's a different challenge. My Midnight Misfits, welcome. Irene Robertson, Judith J.G., Rebecca Canner, Ray, Ron Layton, Jennifer Hayden, Jennifer Hayden, oh, I have it written down twice. Ken Brandenburg, Ken Forbes, Frankie Cohn, Georgianne Brown, welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits. And Jim Cardacci, who's in Orlando driving a Uber. Frankie Red. Oh, where's the other guy? Frankie Red and I'll think of it in a second. Sue Roman, Ben White, welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And there's Neil Paul and Judy Anderson. When are you two going to get married? They got engaged on the Walter Sterling Show. They got engaged on my show, and I think it's time. Frankly, I think it's time. Neil has fantasies that somehow our sales department will get involved. Our sales department doesn't get involved with my show, much less your wedding. That would be very difficult to imagine. I wish it was so, but it's not going to be so. And Ann, no, welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits. Stay in touch. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Won't that be fun? And then on my website, you can hear any show at any time. Any show at any time on the website. We have them all, what do they say? Curated. That's the most pretentious word in the world, curated. It's almost as pretentious as drizzle. there are things I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear anyone say, well, you know, we're going to drizzle in our recipe. Be sure to drizzle the olive oil on the arugula. Shut up. Just shut up. I don't want to hear about drizzling olive oil on the arugula. It's pretentious crap. Right? You know, when they say and on the risotto, be sure to cook the risotto for 18 and a half minutes, but keep stirring it constantly. Don't stop the risotto. Don't stop the risotto. Oh, shush. It's summer. Thank God. Now, I hope to God we can start to go to the swimming pools. It seems to me that between the chlorine and the sun, there shouldn't be a coronavirus issue. There should just be corona beer. We shouldn't have any issues with coronavirus at the swimming pools. Am I crazy about this? I'm right. My current wife says I must get a haircut. I needed a haircut before the shut-in, and now that I've been indoor for 4 months, it's really cool and long. Like, finally I look cool again, like when I was in college. You know, I was the epicenter of cool in college. You know that, don't you? You know, because everybody who worked in radio in college is like the really cool kid. I think I'll get the haircut tomorrow. Go to my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling. Thank you, Mateo Bach, for being on Sterling on Sunday. You were such a great guest. I love your new song. And remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given, the greatest one, is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.